30% employee discount just for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, Shannon's not here yet, but before she gets in, would you mind taking a look at the glue? She did it yesterday, but it's just a little. Are you okay?
I don't know. I just haven't been sleeping very well.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I've been having, like, really weird dreams.
Really? About what?
I don't know. Like, I've been seeing the same people over and over again. And, like, these strange places I've never been before. And I don't know how to describe it. It just feels really weird. Like, really scary.
That's horrible.
And, like, I've been having, like, weird things with time.
Weird things with time?
Like, finding myself places and I don't know how I got there.
What does that mean exactly?
Like, last night, I was gone for, like, 25 minutes, and when I looked at the clock, it showed that only 2 minutes had passed. So, like, I did some research online, and people talk about carbon monoxide poisoning, but I just don't think it's that. And then they also talk about alien abductions. Do you believe in that?
No, not really.
No.
Do you think this sounds similar to some of the stuff your mom went through?
No.
Maybe you should talk to a doctor, Sarah. You know, get a professional opinion. What do you think?
Maybe. Joan, that's a guy from my dream.
Really?
Yes.
Hey guys, this is another episode of A Feature Like This, and I'm your host, Sarah Cartwright. And if you're new to this podcast, well, I like to watch movies, I like to talk about movies, and I like to bring my friends to talk about movies. And this week's episode, I have my good friend Alice come in to this podcast. Hey,
I'm allowed to talk?
Yes, totally.
Okay, so, holla.
Hey, yeah. For anyone who isn't familiar, first off, shame on you. But
how dare you?
Yeah, how dare you not know Alice? But if you don't, you're about to find out. She co-hosts the Drunk Bill Explains episode with Bill Russum.
Holla.
Yeah, guys, this is I say this probably like 1,000 times. You probably know it. Like, I'm going to get it tattooed between my nipples soon.
Yeah.
just like your cat.
The only way to show dedication.
Yeah. Is I'm a big fan of Drunk Bill Explains. Like, seriously, I think I've listened to every single episode.
You're so sweet. I listened to Bill's episode of when you guys talked about turtles and whatever it is. And you both were praising me so hard. I was blushing. It was so sweet.
Aww. Visibly blushing. I love that.
Yes. Now I don't have to hit Bill or grab his arm very hard for, you know, not mentioning me. He's always trying to hide the fact that he does a podcast with a woman, and it's really just like frustrating.
Like, he's so sexist. And
yes, like, yes. Oh my God, I'm kidding. For anyone that's listening, no, he's not. God.
No, this is a serious podcast. This is totally no comedy allowed.
No jokes. No jokes. Boo. No jokes. 2021.
I know, right? Like, let's start off right. Everyone's canceled. Including Bill Russum. Yeah. So you do the Drunk Bill Explains. And honestly, like, I think it's hilarious because it's a lot of the time you do a lot of explaining episodes yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to keep Bill in check, obviously. Yeah. I'm the moral rudder of the boat, as I like to describe myself often. No, this is the first time I've ever done another podcast by myself. So this is like, I never have done anything without Bill. So this is very like, this is brand new for me.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Thank you. Yeah. Well, women have to have women on podcasts, I guess. That's how that works.
Right? Like, I probably, and I say this a lot too, like, my dog loves your voice. I'm telling you, believe that's what it is. Like, you have
your
such
dog
a good narration
women.
Voice. Yeah, my dog is a feminist.
Thank Give you.
2020 Thank for you. Brutus.
Snaps. I'm bringing back snapping. I'm going to start snapping on Zoom.
Kind of like deaf poetry.
Yes.
I went to an open mic that was at like Or no, I did a show and it was like poetry and a lot of stuff. Uh-huh. And I kind of forgot like that you snap. And I was like, right. That is so awesome. I was like, everyone's doing this. I was like.
And you're audibly clapping.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. I just act like I have no idea.
Like I'm deaf myself.
Yeah.
I just know.
But that's how they clap though, is it not? Isn't that the sign? Yeah. So I mean that's they'd be like, this deaf person is in the wrong. This deaf person is not woke.
They don't know. Yeah. The unwoke deaf person.
Get her out of here.
Dude, that's hilarious. I also another joke I love about Trunkful is that you aren't familiar with movies at all.
No, and I told you, I was like, I don't watch movies. Like I say on the podcast, I've seen like Ghostbusters, I've seen Goodfellas. Like I like Goodfellas.
Both good. Good job so far.
But and the other favorite movies of mine are all like 6 hours long. Watchmen and Inglourious Basterds. But I can't sit through movies. That's my problem. I just like 75% of the way through, I'm like, I don't care what happens to the rest of this and I'm done. I can be done with it. It's terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. I do like movies. I love movies. I do. But it's funny because I've been told that I can pick a good movie for someone to watch. Like mm-hmm. I can look at someone and be like, I bet you enjoy this movie. And
I did text Bill and Chris and say I am enjoying this movie.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I did.
I mean, you could lie also and be like, I was actually
I am really good at lying. So
I mean, are all women?
Yes, women are liars.
All of us.
But that's like coming from a feminist, so I'm allowed to say that.
Hey, I mean, like, we're going to review a different movie later that's coming up in a different episode that we're going to, like, where women are clearly liars.
Nice.
And to say that women can be liars is just sexist itself.
Something right? with an abortion, right? Or something like that.
Oh, you know, always.
I'm addicted to the abortion clinic myself, so
you know how you get like a punch card every time you gotta like finish it off like
the sad thing is at the end of your punch card you get soft serve ice cream. It's the worst,
and they only give you a small and you're like, this, I clearly deserve a medium.
You still have to pay for it and it's still $6.
Oh, really quickly, what is your plugs for Instagram and everything? I want to make sure I put it in because I always forget.
You can follow the podcast at Drunk Bill Explains on Instagram, and you can follow me at Give Me Some Salt on Instagram too.
Guys,
nothing else.
Links down below. I'm going to put the links down below.
Links in bio.
Yeah. Check it out.
Hit that subscribe button.
That episode notes, description, whatever you want to call it, you know, it's in there. And also, guys, like I mentioned last week episode with Bill Russum, they have a Patreon. Drunkful Explains has a Patreon. Yeah. I can't believe I can't. And I mean, you've clearly seen Twilight. Cause
Yes. Dude. Yeah. I was like, what if she just picks Twilight? I could go on and on for hours about Twilight. That's the other movie. That is the other movie. I really love Twilight. But if you love Twilight or even if you don't, sub to our Patreon because we're doing a Twilight fan fiction table read, and I don't know how much details I should give away, but it's pretty juicy. And I think we're getting the next chapter. We're gonna do, I'm hoping there's some romance is what I'm hoping for. Ooh. So stay tuned
guys. I've listened to episodes so far and can we dare say it's juicy and smoothly?
Yes it is Yeah, and we're doing other stuff with it'll be me, Bill, Chris, and Jared. We have an episode that'll be coming out soon that'll be on just the Patreon. We're also calling that, we just like to make up names for everything, so Piggy Playtime. If you want to join Piggy Playtime, aka our Patreon, you can get your name read at the end of our regular episodes, aka Piggy Playtime at the end.
Yeah, I mean, you signed up, eventually you guys are gonna be giving away some merch, some t-shirts,
something's going on. I don't know what the hell's going on.
I mean, better just to sign up, guys, and like stay tuned.
God, yeah, absolutely
there.
Yeah, and there's uncensored episodes, so you can hear me say all the stuff that gets bleeped and bad stuff that we cut, and it's just like all the extra kind of shit, like when we're getting warmed up at the beginning of the episodes that we would cut, that's on the Patreon too, so it's good stuff.
Guys, it's like comedy gold, and it's hard to find that good comedy gold around here.
I know. Like, we're just fucking nailing it.
I think, I don't know if you remember or Bill told you about it. I think I'll be on, I think, a Patreon's episode, maybe. I think we're going to do ultimatums.
Oh, yeah. He did text me about that. Yes.
Eventually. Yes. It'll come.
Yeah, we gotta record some shit.
I'm excited, dude. I sometimes get one that's popped in my head, and I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be a funny one.
Good. I'm glad. Yes, I want to record some, so.
Yeah, I'm excited. But yeah, we're jumping back to this podcast. So dumb. So song. I was like, okay, so A-List, I love your personality. I love, and I think you totally get humor, and I think you get weirdness, and I think.
Absolutely. I'm an only child.
You're starving for it.
attention, absolutely. But no, like, I grew up like literally talking to myself and like having conversations and inside jokes with myself. So I mean, that's,
don't feel bad, honestly, because okay, so I do have three other sisters, but two of them are 3 and 4 years away from me. They're older and they're 18 months apart from each other, so they're super close. So they like walk to the school bus and everything. And then I have a younger sister who's like 7 years apart away from me. So I literally was just in that lonely island. Like, I would like walk to the school bus by myself. I was the only kid at that bus stop, and no one would like, I mean, I guess since I didn't have kids with me at the bus stop, like no one would sit with me on the bus. I guess that's a rule. I don't know. That's been a rule for like ever. And then finally, like seriously, like my senior year, I started driving to school, and then my dad's like, there was one time like my car was in the garage and I'm like, someone give me your car, like I'm not taking the bus. And they're like, yeah, why? Yeah. It's like, because of trauma, guys. Like, okay.
Dude, no, like when I like had a very like sheltered childhood, but like when I started going to college, I just started riding the bus in town, like to school. I would park my car in town and this is illegal. And then I would like walk to the bus stop and ride the bus. But I would spend like a half hour being like, why will nobody sit next to me on the bus? Like just being like, so, and everybody's like, they'd rather stand than sit on the bus. And the seats are very like nice. So it's like, you can sit, and I'm like sitting there like patting the seat, like, please, like, somebody come over here. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I'm so lonely. And I just ripped my pants getting on the bus. Please sit down. Like, yes, everybody, please come over here.
Someone's like, that girl must need help.
Yeah. Yeah. She's waving her arms above her head.
You know, the bus driver's all like, if this girl's on for another 3 stops, I'm sitting here dropping her ass off right at the hospital.
We're opening the fire window. I'm sorry. Don't let me. I have a really bad habit of getting off track. It's so bad. I'm sorry.
I love getting off track. And okay, that's like, totally part of movies, too, because we're going to be. Yeah. Trust me. Like I said, like, if anyone can be the Scream episode we did, which was like 2.5 hours long.
Oh, God.
So well, far, that's in the run. So,
yeah, we're the Bill and I are the king and queen of fucking long episodes. So, I mean, like I know all about that. Yeah.
But that's totally fine. I mean, I love that. Like, I love a good conversation, because you know what I mean. Like, yeah, like it feels like you're just back with your vibing. Friends. Yeah, don't ruin the vibe, yo. But I was like, well, first I was gonna tell you to watch this other movie. We're gonna discuss this other movie, which I might want to save. I definitely want to review that movie. But then I don't know why, but recently I thought about this movie, and I was like, oh man,
you should save the other movies for somebody like way smarter than me that can like think about stuff. Because I think that I'm not going to say what it is, but I've seen people like analyze it, and I'm like, I could never have those sort of like thought processes about that kind of movie.
I know you mean. Yeah, I might have to save that for the Troutman boys. They're the ones that I did Scream with. That's probably going to be like a 5-hour episode. Okay. That one. That nice movie.
Yeah.
But this one, I remember I watched this right when it came. I think this came out like early 2020. Yeah, guys, this is a 2020 film, so you know it's fucked up. We're discussing, yeah, the 2020 film Horse Girl. It's a Netflix original. So if you guys are familiar
with Netflix,
What'd you watch it on? Did you watch it on?
I watched it on Netflix. I didn't realize it was a Netflix original, I guess.
I think it's a Netflix original. I'm going to guess because there is no budget.
Oh.
Yeah. Damn. Like, there was no box office, there was no budget, or at least that's stated or anything. Right. I've seen it. So, very indie.
I would definitely say that. Yeah.
For sure.
As soon as you said horse, I was like, I'm on board.
Of horse girl. I know, right? Release date January 27, 2020. This was BC before COVID, guys.
After Ghostbusters.
Yeah. DC is still after death. AD is after death. That's right. Yeah, so that's weird. So there, yeah. Oh, okay. So yeah, January 27th was the Sundance. So I guess it released at Sundance Film Festival. And then February 7th. Guys, this is an easy cast list to read because these are very American names. And I try not to be racist, but some of these names I do butcher up a lot. But we got Alison Brie. If you guys aren't familiar, she did Glow, the Girls of Women's Wrestling or something like that. That TV show that's on.
I
have
no idea. I only know her from Community, right?
Yeah, that's right. She's in Community. And she's married to Dave Franco.
Ooh.
Debbie Ryan. Oh, yeah. So Alison Brie plays, I love this, Sarah. I know. I kind of forgot about that. But guys, don't worry. This is Sarah spelled with an H. And
she's freaky.
Yeah. And we all know Sarah spelled with an H's are fucked up.
They like horses.
They're not right. Yeah. The H is for horse. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So then we have Debbie Ryan. She plays her roommate, John Reynolds. Who the hell is this?
I think that's the dude that plays Sarah's boyfriend.
That's right. He plays Darren. And then we got Molly Shannon. Molly mm-hmm. Shannon did. Holla. She was really good in this. I know, right? John Orzo. Orts. Ugh. You guys know you come for the butcher in the names. Paul Reiser, Matthew Gray Gubler. That sounds like a fake name. Oh my God. This was directed by Jeff Benigni.
Yeah. I saw some weird names. I was like, it's two very strange. Benihana is, is that one of them?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. He directed Life After Bath. If you guys, so that's like another indie film. He's into indie films. Oh my gosh, Bird is gonna start. Hi, Bird, come here. You want to be on the podcast? So you did say you kind of enjoyed this movie. Would you say?
Yeah, halfway. I always get to the point where I'm like, it's like I wake up all of a sudden. I'm like, I don't know what's going on, and I can be done with the movie. And that did happen, but I won't go as far to say when.
Well, if it did, when we go through it, tell me when it does happen. Yeah. Sure. Because this film, I think if you look away 2 seconds, like if you look at your phone or anything like that, you look up and you're like, what the fuck is what happened? So, yeah, we find out that Alison Brie, she plays Sarah, like we mentioned, Sarah with an H. H is for horse. She's a horse girl. And if you actually look up like the Urban Dictionary, because apparently it's an Urban Dictionary, it's just like a girl who's obsessed with horses and obsessed with her horse, which I mean, if you owned a horse, why wouldn't you be obsessed with it? And like, wouldn't it be sexist to say that like men can't be like horse guys?
I don't know any horse guys. I only know horse girls.
Same, right?
I worked for a horse family. I nannied for a horse family, and they had, on top of their three horses, they had 5 dogs, like 13 birds, like a cat, and like all this crazy shit. And I had to like deal with a horse child. It was terrible. Like a small horse child was the worst.
Like a calf? I think they're called like pony?
I mean the little girl that I nannied was terrible. Like, they're all about like the outfit you ride in and the special socks you have on. It's fucking, it's wild, dude. Like, horses are crazy.
Like how much they care and like the society it takes to get.
Yeah, I mean, if you just want to connect your soul with a horse bareback, that's one thing. But like all this crazy vanity around it, it's terrible.
I know my one friend, this one truck driver, he retired, but him and his girlfriend moved down to Tennessee, and he is like, oh, my girlfriend is going to like go ride in with her horse. And like these women, it's like a women group with their horses, and they just like go and they'll camp and they'll go swimming with the horses. Like it's everything with their horse. Like I'm surprised they wouldn't get married to their horse. Like, you know what I mean?
Damn. They probably, it's probably like they do it like topless and they're like connecting with Mother Gaia through their horse or whatever. Stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm assuming. Sorry to your friend. Oh, man. I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't really know her personally, but it's like,
again,
it just seems kind of wild. I would say a horse girl is probably the same as a snake guy.
Snake guy.
Like a guy who's like just
obsessed. Yeah, like a reptile person. Yeah. And they have like also cockroaches that live in their house free range also. Yes.
I knew someone who just like had like a bunch of mice, and they were like, oh, we'll keep them because they'll just keep breeding and it'll be keep being free food. But it happened so quick, and there was just like a pile of like baby mice. And I'm just like, dude, what
a rat, a rat king? Is that what happened? Where they're all like, their pretty tails much get tangled together,
like an adorable baby version, like a baby.
I do love mice, but oh my God, I can't. I just imagine they get loose in the night and they bite you like all over while you're sleeping, right?
I don't know. I mean, we had a hairless rat, but we didn't let him, like, we didn't release him. Like, I mean, we would, like, if we were watching TV, we would like hang out with him.
I'm talking about like 20 mice, like, and like they're all inspiring to like get out.
You should check out the movie Willard.
No, nope. That's I don't know what that is, but if it has to do with mice.
It's pretty much that whole scenario where you just said, okay, if there was like 20, but it's like 2,500.
No, go on. No, I'm good.
No, it's okay. We're not talking about rat men. We're not talking about reptile guys. We're talking about horse girls, man. But yeah, so, which by the way, really quickly, I found out this whole film was like ad lib.
Oh, really?
Which is interesting because it wasn't terrible acting, I don't think. You know what I mean? Like,
no. And you can tell like Alison Brie is like actually like emotionally connected to what she's doing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so this movie opens up with Sarah. She like works at a Joanne Fabric. No, it's like a it's a craft store, but her boss's name is Joan. And so I just keep saying Joanne Fabric is. But she's like, you know, talking to her about like, oh, I was watching river dances, like Irish river dances. And just the way she talks, you could tell she's very lame.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know whether way to nicely put it, but
wholesome.
OK, there you go. So that sounds a little better.
Yeah. That's nicer.
That's nicer.
Yeah. Lame.
A good lame person. There we go. Yeah, she seems very innocent. Like, I don't think she like gets down and parties much. Because she's like, she's getting so giddy about like river Irish dancers. I don't know. And then she's talking about like DNA tests, and because her boss, like Joanne Fabric, took one. And she was like, oh, I'm like this much Irish and this much whatever and a little bit of West African. And they're like, maybe we'll be West African sisters together. And I was like, some racist. Yeah. And that's another thing too. Like, I'm jealous of this girl. I can get pretty nerdy about crafts.
She has all that good like fabric right there. I would see, to me, I'm like, I would steal from there is what I would do. Yeah. They would catch on immediately, but that's what I would do.
Maybe if Sarah like would have stolen, because she's like so nice and innocent, they would never, you know. But she's a really good worker, and she's like, you know, talking to customers, and she's like, you know, she's really into it. She's really into crafts. You could tell she loves the fuck out of crafts. Are you a big craft person?
Yeah. Like, I'm a jack of all trades craft-wise. I can do it all. I like crocheting the best, and embroidery. I like to do embroidery and shit like that. Yeah.
I feel like in a couple of years, like, all these craft women's are just gonna have like circuits come out of her pussy. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I looked up like how much it was like the other day.
Oh yeah, like everybody I work with has one. It's insane. And like, we don't all need one. We just need one person to have one.
One out of your group of friends needs to have one. That's it. Yeah, that's a. I don't know. Does anyone in our group of friends have one? Or does one of us need to?
I think we're lame.
I think
I know like 12 people that have one though now.
Yeah,
like.
Like out of the Lewisburg people.
Not that I know of. They're too artsy. They would do it like freestyle, like like what, you know what I mean? Like they would paint it by.
I would be really surprised if one of the guys came up and they were like, "I won." I'd be like, "Are you gonna circuit?" Yeah. Maybe it'll be me. All right, I don't know. I'll
think about it, guys. Etsy shop.
Oh yeah, so you later see that when she gets off work, she goes and meets Willow. Which Willow? Oh man, I totally almost forgot. So the horses, I found out what the horse's name is, his real name.
Okay.
The actor's
the horse's
name.
Real name. Okay, yeah. Go ahead. The horse actor's name.
Golden Knight.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's but cute.
In the movie, it's named Willow.
Okay. Is it a boy for real? And then it's a girl in the movie? Because that's not cool.
I know. Sexist.
Yeah.
I don't know. It didn't say Golden Knight. Is that like, can that be a woman's horse's name?
I don't know. I don't know how a horse. I only know a little bit about horses. I used to play an imaginary horse game, and I would name. This was when I was in college, not when I was a child. But I would name. You have to like breed the horses, and I named all my horses like Greek and Roman like god names and stuff like that, and it was like really pathetic, but. Very,
that's awesome. Very I probably cool. Do something like that. That's a good idea. I remember when I was younger, me and my sisters played Barbie Riding Horse or something.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you played that? Yeah.
No, I didn't play it, but I
oh, but you know what I'm talking about, right?
I was like, I'm going to play The Sims because I'm not gay. I don't play Barbie is probably what I thought at that time. And then as I got older, I was like, I like horses. Just a little bit.
Am I lame? You're like, am I? I play Sims too, so I'm just like lame all over. Like I'm like levels of lame. But anyway, so yeah, Sarah goes sees Willow, and I guess she doesn't like own her anymore. I don't know how much is it. How much is it to own a horse? Like, or what is it? Like, I'm sure it's a lot.
Horse people are crazy because they'll just like buy a horse, and then they'll be like, I don't know, this horse doesn't really like work for me, and then they'll just like sell it. So, but she probably like kept it there and couldn't afford it anymore and probably sold it. So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. She still checks up on her and everything. But then we find out later that she is back at her house or back at her apartment, her home. I don't know. She does have a roommate and everything. But Sarah is really obsessed with purgatory.
Is that supposed to be like, oh my God, what is that show? That Supernatural, is that what it's supposed to be like?
I've never
watched Supernatural, so I don't know.
I've never seen Supernatural either, but I know about it, like, you know, like pop culture wise, but
angels or whatever, yeah,
something like weird, or like Buffy. Twilight Zone stuff kind of thing, yeah, like because they mentioned in the TV show Purgatory, there's like clones and scenario stuff like that. Is it like a real? It's not a real TV show.
No, right? it was too camp. The way, like, it was, like, over the top. Yeah, I don't think it's a real show.
It can't be. There's nothing that says it.
So. There's, like, a character named, like, Hades and...
Yeah, there's Hades, and then there's Darren. Darren's, like, the main guy.
Yeah.
the beefcake on the TV show. Yeah. You know, that there's always one, at least. Oh, by the way, yeah, so, like, and it just kind of shows her, like, her normal life is just, like, go to work, go see the horse, watch Purgatory, go to bed.
Oh, yeah, she comes home and she's braiding, she has, like, the anklet, she's braiding the anklet, and she has it, like, hooked on her toe, and she's, like, sitting there, like, braiding it. I'm like, yeah, I've been there, done that.
Yeah.
That's smart to put it around your toe. I've never done that before. God.
That is a good idea. Look at Craft Girl. Craft Bit.
Yeah.
she should have been named Craft Girl, honestly. It would have been, like... But I get it. Over the pandemic, I made magnets.
Nice. Oh yeah. That's
yeah. Awesome. Right. I always think like, what's one thing you never see? Like, what's one thing you can never just buy is magnets. And because when I moved out and like got my own place and had a fridge, I was like, this fridge is boring. There's nothing on this fridge. This needs something. So I just started making magnets and everything. And I actually have one to donate to the Drug Bill Explain Studios.
Oh my gosh, for our mini fridge, yes.
I do, yeah. I remember I saw that. I was like, oh yeah, he's a mini fridge. I'm like, I should bring mine next time.
Awesome.
Sometime. It'll come eventually.
Someday.
Tomorrow. Oh no. But yeah, it just shows like Sarah's life is just lame. And I feel like I'm talking about myself in the third person.
No, and like
she has no friends. She's lame. Like
I do like I identify with her because that's how I was like in high school and college. Like I didn't go out or do anything or have any friends. So I mean, yeah. I get it. I still don't have like many friends.
Guys,
except for the people I know on Zoom.
Yeah,
the pandemic.
That's it. Guys, basically. Get on her Instagram and become her friend.
Yeah, and me, and let's chat.
Yeah. Good stuff. But I noticed like she's going to bed and she has one alarm set. I have like five or six set. How does she have one? Like, I'm sorry. Like, are you a multi-alarm person?
No, I'm good. Like, I get up. Like, I'm good usually. I'm pretty good about that.
Oh, you can't relate. I have to set my husband's alarms too because...
Oh my God.
Because there's just like, I don't know, like I remember recently, this was like right before Halloween. I remember it was weird. I had my phone plugged in and it was like at 34%. So like, I'm like, there's no way, like even if I would have left it all night, like it wouldn't die. And I set the alarms, but it was plugged in and it ended up dying and his alarms didn't go off either. And it was just like a weird, I don't know. And I was like, did the power go off? And I was like, no, because the TV's still on. And I was just like, I don't know. Yeah. It was really weird. I was like, it's aliens. Maybe. Who knows? We'll find out. Okay, so you can't relate. I have like I have 5 to 6 alarms. I can't ever get up. Or I just like, I'm a snoozer and I just don't trust myself. So to a point, all my alarms will just like hit to a point where like every 30 seconds one's going off.
Oh my God.
Because no.
I don't understand. Wouldn't you rather be like sleeping good until the last second? I just get up at the last second. You know what I mean?
It is because sometimes if you beat your alarm, sometimes I'll do that. Like I'll wake up before my alarm even goes off and I'm like, I have 10 minutes before this goes off. I'm like, I should just stay awake because that 10 minutes isn't going to be worth anything. Yes. Like my sleep cycle will be fucked up. Yeah. I try to, but then I'm like, oh, it's cold. Okay. So that's right. So like, you know, Sarah goes to bed. She sets her one alarm because she's perfect, like A-list. And
wearing her like little pajamas. It's like a matching like pajama shirt and pajama bottoms.
When was the last time you had like matching set like pajamas?
No, like, I don't think ever. Maybe when I was like a little kid.
I think my mom tried to get us like, I think like out of middle school or when I hit middle school, I was just like, I can't do this.
This is not sexy.
Yeah. This middle schooler is wearing sexy mom.
She's wearing like pants, like full pants. Like
I know, right?
Like I have to be the hottest person in my bed while I'm sleeping. Don't you understand?
Yeah, I'm a furnace too. Nice sleep. And that's the thing. Like some women, when they come home, they're like, I gotta take my bra off. I'm like, no, I'm like ripping my pants off. Like I'm like freaking party boy. Like, like my legs get hot. I don't know. Like these slender thighs. But the roommates, we meet like the roommate, Sarah's roommate. She has a boyfriend and he gets like a drink in the middle of the night. And he kind of like turns around and like kind of just sees Sarah like just staring at the wall and it like scares him. And he's just like, Sarah. And he's just like, sorry, just runs away and everything. Kind of weird. But anyways, next morning, whatever. Can you imagine like, have you ever like stayed over at like a boyfriend's or someone's place? And just like strange activity like that was happening.
I mean, like I used to stay at a friend's house and she lived in the middle of nowhere where there's no sound. So then like everything you hear, and I'm used to live, I live like next to a train tracks and a bridge. So it's like loud constantly. And I would just hear stuff. And I'm like, yeah, that's a ghost and it's walking and it's going to kill us. Like something fucking wild is going on.
Oh my God. My one friend's Sean and Pat, they live in New York and you think like New York City, it's probably so fucking noisy, but the street they're on is so quiet. And anytime I stay in their like place, the apartment building's so quiet. I'm like afraid to like just give like a cough. Like I'm afraid to like just like clear my throat almost. I'm like, it's so freaking quiet here. And I remember I had like my alarm went off and it was so loud and I felt like everyone in the apartment could hear it. Like the whole apartment complex could hear it. Oh my God, it was so terrible. But yeah, so it's like the next morning and Sarah, we find out like she's like visiting, like she visits her mom's grave. Like I guess we find out that her mom has passed. Then she goes to work later and we find out it's actually her birthday.
Yay.
You know, like birthday feels, you know. You know it's your birthday and you go like eat out like 1,000 places that week and you're like, does everyone think I don't eat?
No, I mean she just visits her mom's grave, but yeah, normal people go out to eat normally.
Yeah.
get that free food.
There's no free food
at a cemetery.
Yeah.
Well, unless, like, you're thinking.
I know. Doesn't that, like, town have a Denny's and you can't, like, get a free Grand Slam or something? What is this bullshit? Anyways. But yeah, no, she goes to work and it's her, yeah, and she finds out, like, Joanne Fabrics gives her a birthday gift. And it's not fabric. It's a DNA kit.
Yeah, this movie is weird because it's like there's shit that goes on and then it's like they circle back around to it, but you're not really necessarily sure why it was like included totally. I don't know. I don't know if you got that feel from it also.
Yeah, now that you think about it, now that you mention it, yeah, I guess you're kind of true. Like there's not really, I guess like her paranoia. It's kind of
it's done like that intentionally or not, but yeah.
Maybe. But yeah, she's at work and she has like this one customer. She's like, I guess like does like those tarot card readings kind of thing.
Yeah. Or like a psychic. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I couldn't think of that word. But she's trying to find like the right fabric and then she finds it in like this peach color fabric. This fabric is so important, guys. Throughout this movie, it has good protective energy.
Yes.
And she gives Sarah her business card and everything, and which is funny because wouldn't it, like, for someone who does tarot cards, wouldn't like a tarot card be like the best business card?
You would think, like, something simple like that. Yeah,
but she gave her like a piece of sage. Or like a bunch of like a bundle
it's
of sage.
It's huge. It's not just like a small one. It's like it's like the size of like a hoagie. It's huge. Like a 6-inch hoagie, like, right?
Yeah, sure. No, like a 7-inch. I was going to say, worked in a kitchen.
Okay. Yeah.
No, yeah. Like a 7-inch hoagie sage. No wonder, like, that whole room was smoky later. Now you think of it, like, that was, like, huge. But she, you know, like, the girls at work are like, what are you going to be doing after for your birthday, Sarah? And she's like, I'll just hang out with some girls from Zoom. But it shows you, like, she's
Zumba.
Like, Zumba. That's right. Zumba. Yeah, she goes Zumba. I've never done Zumba. I've always wanted to, but.
I'm not able to dance. So I don't. Yeah, no.
That's okay. I mean, you can always. You ever play Wii? Like the Wii dance? Like the Just Dance?
Yeah, I can do that. That's easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was literally like, I want DDR. I want to get a PS2 so I can play DDR again.
Oh my gosh. I know, right? You could probably just see how much one of those, like, when we get another stimulus, just see how much those, like, old machines at the mall used to be. Like, I'm sure.
You get the whole arcade game.
Yeah.
There's so much room for that. It just falls through the ceiling.
One little step, I know. They're like, how do we get this in here?
I have spiral steps. I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah, you can figure it out, right? It was hire movers and make them hate their job for one day.
Crane it up to my house.
Oh, yeah. So she's like, I want to do Zumba. I'm going to invite my girls from Zumba. But you can tell she, like, just can't engage. She's like, hey, what are you doing? Instead of being like, bitch, it's my birthday. And, you know, like, every girl's going to be like, oh, my God, we're going out.
Are they? I don't know. I've never had somebody say that to me. I don't think. I don't know.
You never said it was your birthday. And no one has, like, I guess the older you get, people react less or anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not like. I don't know. I would probably I would act like her dance teacher did, where she was just like, yeah, okay, bye. And like, tries to get away from her. That's what I would do.
Yeah. I don't know. I have a friend who did a bunch of Zumba and she was like, oh my God, it's like a community. It's like a cult.
Oh, true.
That's like, you know what I mean? Like, girl, that's what bosses. I was thinking.
Yeah, so, you're right.
I think Sarah's just weird.
Yeah.
Once again,
you can tell by looking at her too.
Yeah.
Was and like in this movie, she's like wearing like 90s clothes and like her car is super old and stuff.
Mom
like
jeans.
That.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And she just has like a little bit of a wave to her like short bob hair that she puts up like in a half like ponytail. Yeah.
She's got bangs. You know.
Yes.
So you know she's got problems. Like that's just. Don't worry, I have bangs too. Yeah. Sarah also has bangs. Just a little hidden. But yeah, so Sarah's awkward and everything. But I think her roommate realizes this and she's like, we're having a party for your birthday. Because her roommate stepped in and everything. And she told her boyfriend to bring his roommate over. and they're gonna like set up this like orgy. No.
Apartment party.
Apartment party.
Up all night party.
What's funny is that like when they brought that, they bring that, yeah, the roommate's friend is the roommate's boyfriend's
the roommate. Roommate's boyfriend's roommate. Yes.
Yeah.
Is newly single. Yeah. Yeah.
His name is Darren. Sarah gets really excited. She's like, oh my God, that's the actor's name, or that's the character's name in Purgatory. And the roommate just goes, maybe just don't do that.
Yeah. Oh, I feel so bad for her because she's so like excited. Like she clearly is reading so much into the fact that his name is Darren. It's cute because he's like chill about it. He's nice.
Yeah. He went through like a terrible like relationship before and everything. But it's funny, like they have like their party or something like that, and the guy's just like, yo, put my playlist on, it's fire.
And it's his rap songs. He's a rapper.
Are you serious? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it was his own music. Yeah.
Oh, man. Look at that guy.
Makes it even worse.
It's fire, though. But he's like, it's a baker's dozen. I love that, like, discussion, which is makes me think that whole baker's dozen thing. Is that, like, was that really ad-lib? Because that was pretty good. Because he's like,
oh, true.
He's like, oh, there's 12 on the track. He's like, do you not know what baker's dozen is? Yeah. Like, if you go, they give you a free cookie. Like, they give you the dozen.
Is that true? Does that happen?
Some bakeries do that. Yeah.
Okay. I never knew that. I know what a baker's dozen is. I did not know where
they do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, now I think of it, I don't think, last time I went to the bakery, I just asked for like a dozen. I should have just been like, hey, can I get a baker's dozen?
Like, I've gone places before and been like, can I have a free cookie from a bakery? And they give you a free cookie.
And they're like, yeah, you're a woman. Here's a free cookie. Like,
this is my reparations for being a woman. I get to go to a grocery store bakery and ask for a free cookie.
They're not going to give my husband a free cookie. Yeah, they'll give me one or anything. You know, no, for real, not to get off track, but like, so a long time ago, I had this really shitty 1997 Neon, Dodge Neon, mm-hmm. and it like broke down a lot. And the one time it was the starter and it broke down at this like one place, and my husband was, or at the time we were just dating, but he was able to push it to like this one parking lot, and he didn't know what was wrong with it. And he's just like, whatever, I'm just going to walk down the street here, like down the block and get a drink. Cause like it was summertime and everything. And I was in a skirt because I was actually about to head to like a bridal shower. So I'm like all done up, look nice and everything. I just have the hood popped up. I'm looking at this car, and literally by the time my like Mark gets back, there's a flock of men. Just like they're hooking their car up to it.
Yeah,
I mean they're
literally not going to do anything doing that. But yeah, they're like, let's do something.
There's literally like a flock. Like I'm talking to like 7 or 8 men just being like, well, let me look at it or anything. And I was like, Mark's like, I could be a man on the side of the road for hours and not one person would stop. Right, and Mark walked away for 2, maybe 3 minutes. And like, I'm not joking. Like, I will never forget that. That's why I was like, I don't know, man. Like, free, like, women get stuff. Like, yeah. Women can help. Like, I don't know if I want, like,
it works sometimes.
Whatever. Free car help and free cookies. Just like, don't give us rights, right? Like,
yeah, I don't need them. What's rights? I don't even know.
I know, right? Oh, yeah. So that's another thing. Like, Darren is like talking about how his like ex-girlfriend would pick out his clothes for him and everything. Mm-hmm. And I agree. Women, don't pick out your man's clothes, because it's going to end in 2 ways. One, they're going to resent you for it. Or 2, what happened to my husband is that now he just doesn't know how to get his own clothes, like, ever. He's just like, he just stands there and he's just like, just dress me. And I was like,
my boyfriend wears the same like 4 shirts where like the collar is not attached anymore. Like both armpits are ripped. Like this, like he literally, this is terrible. He has a shirt where the one sleeve is ripped totally off of it and the other sleeve is still on, and he wears it like that. He'll like wear that to go somewhere. I'm like, can we not do this? Like, can we at least just rip the other sleeve off.
Yeah, like make it even. Like,
I'm all for that. Yes. Like, yeah, he wear, like, and his grandma will throw his shirts away. And I'm like, you only have 3 shirts now. Like, what are you going to do? Like, and he'll get in the garbage and get it out. It's awesome. I don't have to worry about dressing him. It's awesome.
Yeah. Even no matter how bad it gets, A-list, don't dress him because have I'll him dress himself. That's fine. Yeah. Now, even if there was spaghetti on top of the shirt when he pulled out of the truck.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
It's like, fine.
Grandma threw away spaghetti after the shirt. So Sarah starts getting like these weird nosebleeds.
Like the ring style nosebleed.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
Gonna die in 7 days.
Something bad's gonna happen. You know, like anytime you get a bad nosebleed, you're like, oh my God, is this an omen or bad air? Or dry air in here.
Like the medical, I'm like, yeah, they've got to talk to somebody about the humidity in there. Someone has to do something.
Yeah, right. But that's the thing, like, how do you stop a nosebleed? Is it forward or back? Because I've been told, because they do this like all throughout the movie, they keep telling her different things. And I feel like my whole life people have been telling me two different things. Which forward. One is it? Forward, guys.
Yes, I was a chronic nosebleed child. Like, yeah, if you go back, it just goes down your throat. Like, you know, like post-nasal drip style.
Yeah,
you want to lean forward and you want to pinch where you think the bleed is. So then it will clot.
Yeah. Or if you're bleeding a lot, maybe you have internal bleeding. Go to the hospital.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
No, like everyone, like for a simple nosebleed, just rushes to the hospital. That's the thing. Yeah. I've learned so many things different in my life. I don't know. That's so weird. But yeah, she's like later in the party, their house party kind of thing they're having for her birthday. She's like super drunk, like blunts, music, Baker's Dozens.
Blunts, you know, like, face, yes.
Yeah. And she's so smashed. She's dancing like she's riding a horse.
Yeah, she's doing like the girls that pretend they're horses and like run through the arena. She was doing like horse dressage. Like, you know how they teach horses to dance? I know too much about horses.
You should like do a bell line.
No. I'm not a horse person. I'm really not a big horse person.
I think, well, the listeners will be the judge of that later on. Okay. I can't wait till this comes out and everyone's like, A-list.
Leave a comment down below if you think I'm a horse person.
A-list, you a horse girl? I can't wait for all my like comments and reviews to be like,
horses number one.
But yeah, she's like doing the whole like horse dance.
Yeah, she's like galloping. Yeah.
I mean, when I get pretty drunk too, I do that too. Like,
yeah. You gotta get pretty ripped to dance.
Yeah. That's how they do it. But yeah, so she, like, it's the end of the night and she's like going to bed and she gets like this, her first weird dream. These weird dreams. The best way to describe them, it's like a white void, right? And like it's her like a Hispanic guy on her one side and like a teenage girl on the other. Mm-hmm. That's like they're just like kind of laying and it's like almost like these like creature things are like hovering over her. And I mean
the finger thing, like there's like a weird obscured like figure like with clearly long fingers like touching them, like it's like a shadow though, you can't really tell like what's going on, but she looks like to her left and her right, yeah, and she like can see those people laying next to her
and it's weird, it's odd. And you know, if you know when you drink really hard the night before and you get like bad dreams.
I just have bad dreams in general.
I had surgery in like last year and I was prescribed Percocet and I swear it's the only time I've ever taken it and it was so fucking weird. So weird. Like,
have you ever taken Ambien like recreationally?
No, but my mom was prescribed that. And
oh man, dude, take that, stay awake. You'll think you're a fucking horse person for sure. For sure. It's awesome. You'll be like dreaming while you're awake. It's wild.
That
like,
is weird.
Hallucinating.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome.
There is a word for that. I don't know. I sound so old when I say this. So old and married, but I feel like I'm past my prime of like taking anything hardcore like that. Like mushrooms. Because there's not like 2 days where I can't be responsible.
Yeah. No.
Like even as someone who doesn't have kids, like work will call me or like or just like anything, like wife duties, man, you slack once and it's like
you gotta dress your husband. Yeah, no.
Yeah. My husband will be roaming around naked in the street. Like he'll be going to work and be like, I don't know. She's
freaking out.
She took something. I don't know. I just left her there. I probably would be happy, I'm sure. But yeah, so the next day after the whole her birthday and everything. And I guess, she fell asleep on the couch or on the floor, or like all the cushions are on the living room floor or something like that. And her roommate notices like there's these weird scratches like on the wall and everything. And they look weird and not human like.
No. Not horse like either.
Yeah, not horse like. not horse mentioned there. It'd be different if it was like a hoof. Like,
yeah.
Then it'd be like, uh-oh, what's going on here? But yeah, scratches on a wall. We don't know. Call someone, Sarah. That's what she tells her. Her roommate says, call someone, fix it. Which, what repair person would not ask like 1,000 questions?
I don't know. Like, and how do you even, even then, are they going to paint it? It's not going to be the same color, right? These are the things I worry about. Like, I'm worried for them that they're not going to get their security deposit back. Like, because the paint isn't going to match. Yeah. That.
It's it definitely takes you out for a little bit. You're like, well, I feel like if I was the roommate, I'd be a little bit more alarmed. Like, I had a roommate once, and talk about people being messed up on shit. So she had people over, and she was like on her way of moving out, but she like left on good terms. Like, she wasn't terrible, but like the people she brought over were like weirdos and did drugs and shit. And one of them buttered not only did they take like one of my bagels, which whatever, you know what I mean? Like, we all get the munchies, whatever. Mm-hmm. But they buttered it and put it like on like an exposed nail on the wall. And like, I threw not like a big fit about that, but I didn't drop that for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, well,
that's kind of strange.
This girl has scratches on her wall.
Uh-huh.
You would think like that'd be more than of a what is this? You know,
yeah,
I'd be like, maybe we'll have a roommate discussion. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. But Darren does show up. This is Sarah's love interest from last night, because he left his car there because he was too drunk to drive. So he came back and like pretty much asked for her number, like, let's go out on a date sometime and everything. So things are looking okay for Sarah lately. She's at work she's at work later, and she gets her second nosebleed, which is kind of weird. And once again, you know what I mean? She says she's dehydrated from drinking, which is probably true. Maybe. Right. But then she sees like the one Hispanic guy from her dream.
Oh, yeah.
Walking across the street and everything. Yeah. So she's like really like intrigued, alarmed. And she's like, what the hell and everything. So that's like in the back of her mind. But then later on, we see that she meets up with her like friend from back in the day of riding, I guess, which obviously, like, I guess she had an accident. Like, I guess what is that when you ride horses like that? Polio horsing or something like that.
What?
Is that like the
water polo?
polio. Isn't that what the fancy horse riding? Or no, that's a game. That's when you like.
Yeah, polo. Polo.
Polo.
Polio is a disease.
Yeah, but that's right. But didn't that come from because they were polio horses, right? Like, they would treat polio?
I have no idea. That's one thing I don't know.
I think that's something. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. That if that's something, I will be like amazed. I have no idea.
I kind of want to look that up right now.
But go ahead. Look it up. I'm curious. I have no idea.
What is it? Polio?
No. Marco Polo.
Marco Polo horses. I guess it's not anything, because it's not even coming up. Google's like, what the hell are you trying to say, girl? If anyone knows.
You're talking about the game where they have like mallets? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Right. Isn't that? No. Well, I guess she was. So I guess her friend was just doing competitive horse riding, right?
Oh, yeah. Did they even really like say?
All I know is when you do the competitive horse riding that you can easily get hurt, which is so weird.
Oh, like, yeah. She probably fell off and got trampled or some shit.
Yeah. Horse kicked her in the back of the head. I don't know.
Yeah.
So her friend is not doing so well. You can tell she's like brain damaged and everything. That's another thing too. Like, these rich people love doing this shit, but it's like, do you really want to send your kid to be like messed up for years? It's like kind of like now what we know what football does to you, and kids still send their kids to do football. It's like,
becoming like professionally disabled by a horse. Like, yeah, not good. Sign my child up.
Yeah, right. Like, well, if they'll get them into a college, maybe, if they make it that long, you know. I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of. But yeah, her friend can't like hold a conversation, can't remember anything. You know, she kind of repeats questions and everything, kind of like when I'm talking to my mom. After that, she leaves. Sarah leaves and she's like driving and she's right by the, she's at a red light right by the water plant. Mm-hmm. She, you know, she's just kind of like parked there for a while, like at the red light and everything. And the scene, next scene just cuts right to her standing at the sink, like letting water drain right down the drain and everything. And you're kind of just like being like, oh, did I just miss something? Did I?
Yeah.
Like quickly, you know, kind of just whatever. So she goes to bed and she's like hearing hollering and screaming. You know, she's thinking like, oh, it must be my roommate and her boyfriend, you know, arguing or anything. And she, you know, goes to sleep. She wakes up in the morning. She's getting ready to leave. And her roommate comes running in and she's like, oh, I stayed at, I think the guy's name was Brian.
I think it's Brian. Yeah.
She's like, I'm staying at Brian. I stayed at Brian's last night. And she's like, I heard you last night. Like, it's so weird. This seems to keep happening to her, like where she's hearing people like right before she goes to sleep and everything. But then she notices, like, she goes out to her, like, her garage and her car is missing. Mm-hmm. And she goes to call like the police and she's like, hey, I'm reporting my car is missing. I don't know, you know, what's going on. And then she gets a call from her stepdad. I guess it is. Yeah. Her stepdad, Gary, who got a call that the towing yard picked up her car because she thinks like someone stole my car. Like for sure. Yeah, someone stole it out of the garage. Like she even keeps like one of those anti-lock things on her like string.
Yeah. A car. Is it called a carjack or something like that?
I think
I don't know what. Yeah, but they make like a big point of it at the beginning of the movie that she has one. It's like the thing that locks on your steering wheel.
Yeah, where people can steal it from you, your car. Yeah. I've never had one of those, and I've never had my car stolen from me. But no. Have you ever? No, you never had a car stolen from you or anything.
No, I don't. Does that happen around here?
I know someone who's also not like mentally right. who's had their car stolen. Stolen, I say this in quotation marks, three times.
Wow, that's a lot for not really happening that often.
I think so too. It's like there's no way. I'm like, you're either super, and like, it's like they keep giving this person cars. I'd be like, if you lost the second one, I'd be like, I'm not giving you another one, like let alone three. Like,
yeah, mark them down.
Who has all these cars that they're just giving away? Like insurance, I guess, right? But yeah, so she finds out, you know, the Gary, you know, like I said, is her stepdad picks her up and they're like, let's get your car, the towing thing. She finds out that car just kind of like ran out of gas. It didn't, like, no one really stole it. They think it just like was like just like abandoned there or anything.
Yeah.
Like right at the water plant. She kind of remembers that she was there or anything. So it's kind of weird. And Carrie's like, whatever, here's a lot of money. He's like, here's a stimulus check.
Stimmy.
Like, pretty much. The stimulus check that everyone wanted, like $2,000. I'm guessing, right? It looked like it was like a lot of money.
It looked like a decent amount. Yeah.
Now that's a birthday, man. Yeah, right. But she's kind of like asking Gary. She's like, how was my mom? She's like, was mom crazy, weird? Like, how old was she when she started going crazy, you think? Because we're starting to learn that, like, there's some mental health problems going on here. Nothing in the family. There's some hereditary problems. Later on, like after, you know, she picks up the car and everything, she goes and sees her horse because she's a horse girl, guys. She's all about it. And she notices that, like, she made the horse a lanyard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she noticed that it's like missing from the horse. So I guess she's like thinking people are against her. She's there, you know, they won't let her like ride the horse. They won't let her.
I guess like if you don't own that horse anymore, you would probably start to be like annoyed. You know what I mean? That somebody's like constantly hanging around your property. You know,
I can understand it too. Yeah.
Touching on your horse.
Which I mean, if this guy, if her stepdad's given this much money out, like just buy the horse back. Like,
yeah.
Like I was thinking about that. I was like, bitch, you just got like a stimulus right there. Like that has, or just tell Gary, hey, can you just pay for my horse? Like my mom died. Like, whatever. And later on, she's like looking and Sarah's confused. She doesn't really know what's going on with her. You know, she's having weird dreams. She's getting weird nosebleeds. Her horse is missing the lanyard. You know, she's not having a good time. her car was maybe stolen. Not really. I don't know. And she's starting to get like ideas that like her mom or her grandma is her because she's like looking at pictures of her grandma. And she's like, oh, my God, my grandma looks just like me.
Yeah, there was like a point where she's like staring in the mirror and she's like making the face her grandma's making in a picture. And she's like totally convinced that she's her grandma.
Yeah. Because, you know, that's healthy, right? And here's another thing, too, where it's like one of those moments where if you look down at your phone, you're missing what is missing, like what's happening. Yeah. Because right after that, she has like her second weird dream, and it's like the same like void, you know, creature type of thing. And she wakes up then outside, like holding a payphone, like off the hook. And that's another thing, too, like the way that you sound and like the music to this, like the soundtrack to this, like the score was very, I don't know, it worked. Like the way the soundtrack went, like the score went, and it went right into like the phone being like off the hook beeping. Like, I don't know, it was really weird, and it did like send you off, like, you know, you're like, what the fuck just
happened? It's not necessarily like scary. It's more like unsettling, kind of like, yeah, like suspenseful. Than like sort of scary.
Yeah, I agree. Like you're kind of like anxious. You're like, I don't. You're kind of like Sarah. Like you don't really know what's happening. You're kind of like along with this journey. Like you have no idea what's happening. Shit's just going bonkers, fucking crazy. Shit's going crazy. So you know what you do? You look up like reasons why you're going crazy, and one of those is time travel.
Absolutely.
I mean, who hasn't done some time travel research in their own time? You know what I mean? It's a Even Joan Ann Fabrics is realizing that she's not doing so well. You know what I mean? Like, she's asking her, like, oh, well, maybe time travel is real. I actually have to find that scene. Because she's pretty much just, like, explaining why she thinks what's wrong with her.
Mm-hmm.
And the way she explains it, you're just like, bitch, you're fucking crazy. Like, you know what I mean? And, yeah, it's pretty overwhelming the way she describes like her whole issues and everything to Joanne. And Joanne's just like, I just want to go home after work and not have to deal with
it. I think we've all had like a manic friend or somebody on meth, and they're like talking and you're like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe the drones can measure how big the inside of your house is by your internet. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm going to drop you off at the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I love when those people come to my gas station. I love it.
Nice.
I love when they like walk in and I can tell they're totally like on drugs because they like are just like everywhere. You know, they're like doing that lean. They're like doing that meth walk lean. And I'm just like, whoa, I'm getting seasick. Can you stop? I'm like, I can't even look at you right now. I'm like, this is insane. But don't worry, even though Sarah's going crazy, she's still like going to Zumba because, you know, you got to keep that bod right, you know?
Yes.
You may be a woman being crazy, but you better not be a woman letting that body go, you know? So she's like going to Zumba. But then afterwards, she like sees that that Hispanic guy from her dream, Ron. We find out his name's Ron. Santiago's?
I don't know. I don't
plumbing.
Remember.
It was something like that. Very plumbing. And she goes there and she's pretty much like, I need to get this guy to come to my house, pretty much. So she like signs up like an estimate. Yeah. When like contractors come to your house and they give you like an estimate. She like, you know, she signs up to like have that happen and everything.
Cause she thinks he's gonna come like himself to her house. So she's excited. Yeah.
And she even gives like a fake name, like Agatha King or Kane or something.
I think it must be the name of the girl from Purgatory.
Probably.
Cause her roommate like hears her say it then. She's like, what the fuck?
She's like, are you under an alias? Yeah, because like I said, like Sarah's just getting these ideas of like clones and everything. And like the next day, the plumbing, it's a different plumbing guy that's coming to do work. Like you mentioned, like she thinks it's this wrong guy that's going to come. But obviously they send someone else because, I mean, the owner isn't going to go and do shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Have you ever not worked for someone? And yeah, you mentioned like her roommate comes home and it's just like, I told you to fix this wall, not like go and like rip their floor up and like look at her plumbing, like we're renting and everything, which is weird. And she also finds out that Ron is still at the store and she like pretty much like stalks Ron to his house. That's the owner. That's the Hispanic owner, like the plumbing guy. So she knows where Ron lives and she like visits him a lot, actually. It's kind of, I mean, you know, when you like love someone. No, I'm just.
Yeah, and you know, you know where they live.
And you just, like, can't stop thinking about them. And
yeah, I do drive-bys all the time. Like, and by that, I mean, I, like, drive by people's houses and look in the windows.
And see what they're watching?
Yeah, if I know where you live. Yeah, definitely. Or I just check up on all my friends.
Yeah, it's okay. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
If A-List is looking at you and through your house, maybe a peeping Tom, she cares.
My license plate number is, no, I don't even know it.
I know, right? Who knows it, right? Everyone just always waits for the description when it's like, yeah. Everyone right, that ever yeah, owned
dark
like
a gray, no.
Anyone that owns like a dark blue Subaru just runs out.
Yeah.
In the parking lot. Oh, man. Yeah, so Sarah... God, I still feel like I'm talking in third person. Sarah with an age. She gets crafting and everything. And she like, I guess she's like altering her grandma's dress, like to fit her, I guess, a little better or something like that. And she's like noticing like bruises on her side. Like she's like, shit is not going right. She even like goes to the doctor to, I guess, get her like nose like checked out or anything. And like, you know,
I think he like cauterized her nose or something like that. Like, He just burn it so it can't like bleed again. I think that's what they were doing. But I mean, if this is caused by paranormal things, then it's probably not going to work.
Yeah. Yeah. If nosebleeds are paranormal, it's a whole other game. I think that's another specialist.
Yeah. Yeah. The paranormal ear.
That's another specialist. And that's another copay. Yeah. And she even like asked her doctor about like clones and everything. She's like, do you think clones can be real? And it's like, out of all like the medical professional things to ask, it's like,
this like movie is super appropriate when we're like dealing with QAnon people right now and like the vaccine. Like, is there a test I can get to see if I'm a clone? And he like, he's like super nice. And he's like, the only way you can know if you're a clone it is if I can test you and the person you think you're a clone of. Like,
yeah.
And she's like, no. Like, dude, no, there's no microchip in the vaccine. The needle doesn't break off in your arm implanting the homing device. None of that. No. Sorry.
I know. I love how people are like trying to find like anything about the vaccine right now. And it's like, do you even know? Like, but like, seriously, that meme that you see, like the same people who are like questioning the vaccine are the ones who like use the Bang vapes and Bang energy drinks, anything Bang related. Bang. You don't even know what's in that shit either. I still take a bunch of Tylenol and and I'm sure you can like they're like, you don't know what's in the vaccine, it's like you can go online and it'll tell you. Like it will.
Yeah, like there's clearly a difference between like a needle that has something inside of it and one that like doesn't. Yeah. And like right now I'm just gonna say this for general knowledge, if you happen to see a video where when they put the needle in and retract and they after they put the vaccine in the needle disappears, it's to keep that person, it's a new kind of needle, it keeps the person from stabbing themselves with a dirty needle. It retracts the needle back into the thing. It's super nice, it's awesome. Yeah. It's a good, it's not like breaking like that people think it's breaking in your arm. Oh, and then gosh, that's what has like the microchip in it, but like, yeah, it's great.
The microchip, oh my god. Yeah. I still crack up when that happens. It's like you have your phone, your watch, your like,
yeah
thousands of
surveillance. People like that are like paranoid about the vaccine and put like a piece of tape over their laptop cameras will like carry their phone around constantly and have it on location constantly. Yeah.
And do like live stream videos and
of them storming the Capitol. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't know where I'm at.
No. It's a revolution.
I know. Oh man. It's gotta love them. No, don't love them.
Don't
stop. Please. Okay. But yeah, so we get to the date with Sarah and Darren, and you could tell it might be working out for them because they get into like weird topics like aliens and Sasquatch. And
He was like all about like the Loch Ness Monster and stuff.
Yeah, right. And I love his theory about like, you know, that stuff is real because someone saw it, like, you know.
Absolutely.
Which I believe too. I mean, I have this theory where like I saw a documentary about like squids, like giant squids. Mm-hmm. And the way they describe giant squids is the same way like pirates and shit back in the day used to describe like krakens. Mm-hmm. Like it was just a giant squid, like pretty much. Like, you know what I mean? Like that's clearly what it is. So like anytime they like, you know, because back in the day, like obviously if they're pirates, they're gonna be bullshitters, so anything is always bigger and worse and it's got teeth and it's scary, like, you know, like I'm sure, you know, because giant squids, they will like wrap their whole tentacles like around like a ship and everything, so I'm sure to like an average person it looks scary, but
yeah,
they Sorry. didn't like Yeah.
My cat is, I thought she was stuck and I got really scared being a bastard.
Your cat wants to be a part of the podcast. Bring it up.
Yes.
Oh my God. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I have my dog like at my feet right now. It's
I don't know. Totally. Can you see?
I kind of, it looks like she's, is there a cat tree behind you?
They're pet stairs that okay. I like, I just move them from room to room and she fucks with them.
I'm waiting for her to get on top of it and then her attack like you and I just see like the back of it. Like,
oh my God, during the mic the other night she got stuck in the back of my chair, literally stuck, and she was like hanging with her claw like this, like off the back of the chair. All right, she's cool.
She's content. She's good. Oh yeah, so you know when you start talking about like creepy things like that, like the date gets really good because she's like, hey, let's go somewhere, and they stalk Ron.
Yeah.
He takes Ron's house. She's like, I've been watching this guy, and she's like, he's like, and he's still with it. He's still like, okay, like he's still gonna get somewhere. Like you gotta give it to him. Like he still thought this night was gonna.
Yeah, he's very nicely like, let's just go home and not look at this guy through the window.
But then she's like, okay, one more place. And you're really gonna love this one. She's like, take me to the cemetery. And like her goal is we're gonna go and dig up my grandma or my mom. We're gonna dig up my mom and see if we're clones.
Does she have a knife? Like a little knife?
I think they are scissors.
Oh, scissors. Yeah.
I think they're scissors. Yeah. So she's trying to dig up a grave with scissors. Mm-hmm. In the middle of the night on a date. So you know it's going great. Think hinge.com.
Unhinged.com.
The app made for deleting. I just see that app like all the time. I'm like, oh man. That, I mean, if I can find the clip, I'm gonna have to put it in here because it is so ridiculous. Like she does sound super crazy. Like she's just like, who do you work for? Like you
And she's screaming about the Satico satellite. Which there was like a crazy dude in front of the craft store. So whatever the fuck the Satico satellite is, I have no idea. But yeah, she's like screaming about random shit.
Yeah, she's like the homeless guy in front of the for a craft store that just keeps like screaming about shit. Yeah. And she's like, you know, and she's pretty much like, you know, she's so like Darren lied to her because I guess he didn't really believe, you know, like she does. You know, she like shushes him out of there. She's like, get out of here. She's like, go. No. It's like more.
She's like, I'm going to stab you with these scissors.
Stab and dig. That's how it works.
Here.
Okay.
Dude, pull over. Okay, stop. Come on.
Sarah, what is happening?
Come on, Darren. Is it just right here? She's just over here.
Why are we in the cemetery?
It's this way. It's right here. And my mom is here. It's my mom. We got her. We're going to dig her up because the doctor said that they can't just test me. We need her DNA and my DNA. We're going to get her DNA. When they test them together, they can see that I'm a clone.
Can you please just stop swinging the scissors around?
Yeah, we'll save the scissors, and then we'll take them to DNA and you because it's only two states away, and we can drive there tonight. We can prove that I'm the clone they're using to get the information.
Okay, I'm sorry, Sarah. I didn't realize that the alien stuff was, like, so serious, okay?
What do you mean? It's like Satico Satellite and the pyramid.
What the fuck is Satico Satellite?
It's like a Satico Satellite. He gave the technology to the aliens, and then the aliens, they gave the technology to the humans, and you said that you knew. You said that you knew.
I mean, I said a lot of stuff. They're talking about Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot and ghosts and shit. I thought he was talking about conspiracy theories. I didn't know it was like so serious.
You lied to me?
What? No.
Why would you lie to me?
Sarah, okay, look, I really, really, really like you. Okay, will you please just get back into the car?
Who do you work for?
I'm a paralegal.
No. What is this? What are you trying to do? Why are you trying to take advantage of me? No. No.
Okay, wait, what are we gonna do? Dig up your mom with the scissors? We don't even have a shovel. This is crazy. Please, let's get back into the
car. No! Don't fucking touch me! Don't fucking touch me! No. Just stay the fuck away from me.
I'm not gonna leave you in the middle of a cemetery at night. Will you
please? Get the fuck away from me! Why? 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 No, no, no. Please. Please.
And let me tell you, like, her craziness just goes from like 8 to 98, like real crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like that whole scene right there, like she was calm at dinner and like stalking Ron, but like lost her shit at the cemetery.
Amateur.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You do it at the restaurant. No. Yeah. You lose your shit at the restaurant, man. But yeah, we see that she's like back home, and this is where she gets that business card that 7-inch hoagie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chogi Sage, and she's just like lighting it, and it the whole thing is smoky, music is playing.
I think she has everything electronic on that is like possible.
Like the TV is blaring in purgatory, music is on, the blender is on. Mm-hmm. She's just like, she has like peach like fabric everywhere and everything. Like she's totally in, like she's lost it. And her roommate like comes home, and obviously like Darren messaged his roommate, which is her roommate's boyfriend. Oh my god, that's so weird.
Yeah.
Darren messaged Brian saying, yo, she's crazy, she took me to a cemetery and she went fucking bonkers. And the roommate is trying to like calm Sarah. She's just not having a good time. She's like, turn the blender on. They're like, I don't even have it plugged in right now, you know. Just not having, you know, time of the month, you know.
Yeah, you know.
You know, that happens a lot. it's really weird. So yeah, like, okay, so this is another scene where it just like, if you miss it, you miss it. Like, it's kind of insane. I think this is the part that we're probably the most memorable part, I think. So she's like getting like, you know, she, after her roommate is like trying to calm her down, she like goes in the bathroom and like locks it. But yeah, so this, yeah, Sarah is like, she's getting a shower, she's washing away all of her troubles, and it's really weird because the next scene, she like, the way this happens, the scene is so weird, and it's like a mind trip. So she gets in the shower, she opens the shower door, and she's on the floor of her like workplace, that Joanne Fabrics. Bush and everything exposed.
Yes. Yes, if you want to see Alison Brie naked, this is the movie to do it in.
Yeah, who would have thought, right?
Yeah. No. Unexpected.
If you want to know what Dave Franco gets every night, get on this. If you want to see her bush. But yeah, I mean, this scene is probably like one of those weird mind trippy things, because like, yeah, she's just in the middle of the store, like bush expose. They, you know, they get all the customers out of there, you know, Joanne just like, you know, close this door, you know, wraps her up in like the fabric and everything. And she's like kind of talking to Sarah, and she's all like, you'll be okay. Maybe you should get some help and everything. And that's when like Sarah has like that future phone call thing. Like she picks up, the phone rings, the phone's ringing. She picks up the phone, and everything that Molly Shannon, who plays Joan, anything she hears on the phone, Joan says later. And that's like so trippy. Like, I don't know. Just one of those, like.
Yeah. And then she has like that classic, like, scary thing where she goes, I can hear the future.
Like, a very cliche line was well deserved. You're in the future, man. That's like that's my 2021 goal. I just try to make my New Year's resolution like increase like impossible, so like I don't feel bad that I'll like complete them. I'm like, well, I couldn't,
really hard, couldn't do it,
couldn't read the future, so I guess just skip that.
Yeah.
You're ridiculous. Oh yeah, so Joan is like, all right, Sarah's crazy, I'm gonna call the cops, because you know how you call the cops for like mental health people.
I was like, why didn't an ambulance come? Wouldn't an ambulance usually come? Or if the police come, they shoot you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's usually how it goes. Ill. She was a white woman, though, so.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, if you're not autistic or black, the police shoot you, or don't shoot you. You're right.
That's right. So, yeah, the cop was like, oh, you're white? Okay, let me take you to the hospital. You need help? Let me take you. This is America. We don't, the listeners who don't know, America, we don't help our mentally ill people. But, yeah, she checks into a mental institute. I haven't gone, but I heard it's wonderful.
I've never either. I prefer to suffer at home.
Yes. And suffer at work where customers are mean to me. I'm like, this helps. I'm like, this is it.
You're breaking me down. That's great.
Yeah, this is the 20th person that told me, like, that just was like rude to me for some reason today. I don't know. It's so weird. Customers are so weird. Oh my God. Don't ever deal with them, people. But yeah, so she is in the mental institute. She's really losing, like, I don't know, it's weird. She's losing sense of time. She's like, you know, she talks to her therapist, and the therapist is like, oh, I met you a couple weeks ago. And she's like, I don't know how long I've been here, you know, which I also
think she doesn't know she was there or something like that, like that she doesn't remember being there.
Yeah.
Because he like reads off like really generally like her chart or whatever.
It seems like she's been there, but I mean, she doesn't remember anything. She's not having a good time. But we do learn that, you know, her grandma was paranoid, kind of like how she is. Thought like, you know, she was a different person or did time travel herself or something like that. Oh, yeah. And then we find out that Sarah's mom died by depression. And we actually find out that like it was only like with maybe like within a year ago. Mm-hmm. Her mom killed herself and she stumbled upon it while she was getting a shower. So like I was wondering every time Sarah has like this lapse of like time where she doesn't remember, it's always like it's, you know, by the water plant, you know.
Yeah,
with
it's
the
like water related.
Yeah, anytime like, you know, so the shower was water, and I didn't pick up on that until I just watched it earlier today before we did this, that, you know, with her mom dead by the shower, running shower. That affects you. That does stuff to you, you know.
I imagine.
Guys, we're almost at the end of this movie. Almost, like, I don't know, it's so weird. This is like a lot of shit happens in like the last like 20 minutes of this movie.
Yeah, it's intense.
Sarah, okay, so this is like almost like the last final weird thing that we get here. So Sarah has like this weird dream-like sequence where she's there but not really, maybe. Like there's a moment she's like, she leaves the hospital. She just like gets up and leaves. Like, mm-hmm. you know, the nurse like kind of left it open for her, maybe. I don't know. It's kind of weird. And it's weird because Sarah even sees herself leaving. So it's like an outer body experience.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
If you want to get spiritual, we can, I guess, we could talk about that. You know, we could talk about how, yeah. So what does she do, I guess, when she leaves the hospital? She goes to her place and she sees that girl from her dream, or those like weird void dreams, mm-hmm. that teenage girl as her roommate and everything. Like, it has like the same outfit her roommate has.
Yeah.
And is like asking her questions and everything. Sarah runs to her bedroom. She doesn't know what's going on. And she notices that, like, I guess the bathroom, like the shower kind of comes on, the light kind of comes on, mm-hmm. like underneath and everything. And the bed like moves towards the door. Really Exorcist-y feel. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever seen The Exorcist, but very moving beds is kind of like their key thing. She goes, okay, and guys, this is gonna sound really weird because the way I'm describing this, but this is literally the way we see it. She goes out of her bedroom window and she gets out of her bedroom window and she's right across from the back of the fabric store.
Mm-hmm.
And she sneaks in the back of the store of the fabric store and steals like a whole roll of like fabric. It's kind of crazy. She gets into sewing. She gets into craft girl. You know, she turns into craft girl and she gets really sewing. She's sewing madness. She creates like this like matching outfit for her and Willow, her horse.
Yeah, it's like a ninja. Like, I don't know how to describe it.
Like a ninja. I literally don't know how to
describe it. It has like a mouth, like it has a head cover piece and like a mouth piece you can cut, like pull up over like your mouth. But it's like a linen suit that covers like her entire body.
It almost looks like those fencing suits a little bit.
Yeah,
skin tight, almost like that. Yeah. And everything. So weird, I know. And she has like this, like where she's putting like the Willow's outfit on, and like the stable keeper like comes, mm-hmm. and he's all like, get on, get, mm-hmm. kind of like as if she was a horse, and she kind of does like run out of there like a horse, kind of like very tight. Oh, she also tries to go over to Ron's house and wake him up. She's like really obsessed with Ron's house. I don't know how she got in, but that's weird. Then she goes over to Darren's. They're getting the sexy.
Gratuitous, you know,
they're
getting sexy.
Yeah, they're having sex. Once again, if you want to see Allison Brie nipples, it's definitely a sex scene you wouldn't imagine to be in this movie. But yeah,
she's still wearing like the full suit thing.
Like,
it's so fucking, yeah.
You gotta give it props to these actors. Like, how would they not be able to like not laugh?
Right,
whole time, like her dress, like that too. Yeah. Like the whole, like, because that's the thing. It's a very romantic sex scene. It's not like, you know. You may say they're trying to make love.
Yes. two people pretending to be horses making love.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I'm so upset that when she was coming, she didn't say, nay.
Yeah, dude. I would. That's what I'm going to do from now on. Like, I saw it in a movie. I saw it.
Oh man, yes, please. Let me know how that goes. Nay. But that's the thing, when she's having sex with Darren, it turns into like the actor from Purgatory.
Yeah.
So yeah. Like the sex scene is like going crazy. That's where I was like watching this and I was like, okay, this isn't really happening, is it? Like, this is right. Obviously like, you know, it wasn't that moving bed that got me away. It was yeah. It was the sex scene that got me. I was like, all right. And then it kind of just shows your, like, after the sex scene and everything, you know, actor just disappears. He ducks out, whatever. Sarah's, like, she's, like, cutting into, like, the carpet. And she, like, kind of opens up into space. Mm-hmm. It's such a weird sequence, guys. Like, it's such a weird, trippy. You know what? Take the Ambien. Don't sleep. And then watch this scene. And
Yeah, it's very, like, I don't know. It's very, like, abstract. Like, that's probably the point where I'm, like, the part where she's like, she's walking into the light and she's wearing like the suit. I'm like, that's where I checked out, I think. And I was like, I don't know what's happening. Yeah. It gets fucking, it is. It's a movie where if you don't pay attention, you will have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, you will miss it. Yeah. 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 So she cuts into the space and this is where she kind of like encounters that white void. She's like kind of walking through. She's got the protective peach fabric. Yeah. So she's good. Yeah. She's protected, you know. She remembers like she got the bruises and she's kind of seeing like, you know, the fingers. I don't know. Like, it's so weird. Like, that's the only thing I can describe in those phantom fingers. She like climbs up and then like, yeah, she goes like down this void and then she like climbs up this ladder and she like climbs into her like friend who like got destroyed by a horse. bedroom. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she falls asleep. And that's it. That's her whole
dream. She's like touching her face like nicely.
Yeah. Last time I did that, I went to sleepover. I wasn't invited anymore. So
yeah.
No more sleepovers for this girl. No.
I was doing it to the mom, my friend's mom.
You know how you just like stand over your friend's mom's like bed and you're like, you wait till they wake up and you're like, where's the bathroom?
I need to go home. They're like, yeah, you do.
Please get out of here. Ugh, I couldn't imagine. Can you imagine like having children? Well, first off, can you imagine having children? And then the fact that their friends
are weird.
Yeah. I was a weird kid.
Yeah, same.
I was definitely always homesick too. So I was always like inconvenienced to everyone.
I was just telling my boyfriend this. I was like, I was the kid at every sleepover that was like, can you call my mom? Like, I don't feel good. And I'm like, dude, 45 minutes away from my house.
Oh my God. I was like, I remember the one time I was like maybe 10 minutes away and I still had them pick me up.
Yeah. 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 I was the worst.
I was definitely an inconvenienced child. Like, yeah, I was very homesick. I don't know why. I was so weird. Yeah, that's right. Like, I it was always, I don't feel good.
My tummy. Yeah, my stomach hurts. I think I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, and then you get home and your stomach's, like, perfectly fine.
You're fine.
And your parents are probably like, you son of a bitch. I could have had a night alone.
Gone.
I think I remember the one time it was so late and my mom was just like, just rough it out. She didn't like want to pick me up. Like, she was just like, no, like, I'm not.
Definitely times where I was not indulged in being picked up.
Yeah. And then I like half the night I'm like, this is terrible. And then like kind of forget and you're like, oh yeah, that's not. That's not. Oh yeah. So jump back, wrapping around to sleepovers because Sarah wakes up back at the hospital and she's actually in the same bed as that girl, that teenage girl.
Yeah.
That was in her dream.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's like touching her face.
Yeah, speaking of girls sleeping over, when it doesn't go right. But yeah, she's like talking to this girl, and this girl's like, "No one believes me." She's like, "What is she?" She's a, I was living in 1950s, like 59, and I woke up, and it's this time, and no one believes me. And Sarah's like, "Guess what? I believe you." And we're crazy together. So she's like happy, and then she talks to her like counselor. Like the next scene, she's talking to her counselor and she's like, and the counselor's like, okay, you've been here for like 72 hours. Mm-hmm. And she's like, what? Like, I talked to you last week. And, but that's the thing. Sarah thinks she can walk through time. Like, she thinks like her grandma can come into her body at like any time. That's what she's figured out in her head, that like she is experiencing time. Like, she, you know, like last time we talked to the counselor, he said that she's been here for a week. She talks to him now and she's been here 72 days. So
yeah,
maybe that previous time was like a time loop. Kind
of
weird.
Yeah, it's a lot of confusing. I don't know if it's meant to be vague and confusing, you know, so you're...
I mean, anytime a crazy person does talk to you, it does sound like confusing. Yeah. And like you try to put your sense around it and you're like, I can't. So you're just like all shut down. Like, so maybe I can see that being like a creative thing. Cause I did feel like that. I felt like anxious like her. I felt like I couldn't like keep track of what the fuck was happening. But yeah, so instead of checking into the next hospital, Sarah's like, I know what I'm doing. She dresses like her mom, or she dresses like her grandma, like hair curled and everything. She picks up Willow and takes her through town, through the golf course to the woods, and lays down and is floated away.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's it. She is abducted, maybe. I don't know. Do you think it's that, now that you think of it, is it a satellite? Do you think that satellite is true, or?
I don't know. I think this is just, if you've ever listened to Drunk Bill Explains, the episode about fatal insomnia, like at first I was like, this, like, especially like the because there's such a family connection, I was like, she just has like the fatal insomnia and is going through the last like couple of months of the dementia that you get before you die from not sleeping. Like, that was my thought. Or, something like that. But I don't know. Yeah, it was very strange. It just kind of ends.
I mean, just like her whole experience, there's no explanation. There's no reasoning. There's no nothing. That's it. Like, what was she really abducted? Was Willow really left there? Was she, you know, it does leave you a lot of, I can see why, because it did get some bad reviews. I can see why people like didn't like it, because they're just like, what the fuck? What the hell happened? Like, we saw one bush scene and that's it.
yeah it's also that was like, this is based on Alison Brie's like actual mental health struggle. I was like, oh damn.
Yeah, like she's like, she was always worried about her parents, like, you know, hereditary, like mental health and everything. I don't know. Do you have any final notes, anything you want to say?
No, I mean, this is the first movie I've watched in so long. Literally, like, you have no idea. And I don't know the last
one. And you're probably never going to watch another one now.
Yeah. Not until I record with you again, probably.
Oh, stop. That's I'm going to say, guys, if I had to take a lesson from this movie, take care of your mental health like Sarah took care of Willow.
Yeah. Yeah. Shave your bush. Shave your bush before you go crazy. There. What do you think of that?
Because you might just ruin everyone's day at Joann Fabrics.
Yeah. Make them gag a little. Oh, there's hair on my fabric.
It must be from that bush.
Yeah.
Guys, this movie was strange. It was weird. But you know me, I like that shit. And I like trying to find it. I try to find some deep meaning to everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe she was addicted to aliens. What do you guys think? I don't know. Tell me below. Let me know. Tell A-List what you think. Like,
yeah. Give me a...
give me some salt.
Holla.
A-List, once again, thank you so much for doing this with me. I so appreciate it. This was fun. I love reviewing weird movies. And I think you can, like I said, like, I knew you could appreciate it. So.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, no, this was fun. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, guys, this, like I said, Horse Girl on Netflix. Check it out. Alison Brie, you see some tit, you see some bush, and you see some horses.
Mm-hmm.
What else can you want on a Saturday?
You win.
All right, yeah, I guess we're going to be bouncing out of here. So I'm Sarah Carey, guys. This was A-List. And if you haven't already, subscribe, like, share, tell a friend, shout it in the street. I don't know. Tattoo it on your cat between their nipples. Do something. All right. This is A Feature Like This. We're bouncing out. Bye.